It's entitled, as Dr. Mitch mentioned a moment ago, The Duality of Avodat Hashem, which consists of, comprised of, two elements, Torah and Tefillah. Now what I'm trying to do lately is to connect to the Daf Hayomi, or the Dafei Hayomi of the last while. So that's what I'm trying to do. The Yesod Advarim I heard from Rav Soloveitchik on any number of occasions, and what I do is I simply try to put together many of the Gemaras that he often cited in that context. I'll probably add one or two things, Lotech Mishali, but the Yisrael Advarim is from Marman HaRazatzal. The Gemara has on Daf Chesem Adalf in Brachas, a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says in the underlined section, Omalei Rava, the Rafam Bar Papa, Leimulad Mar, Mehani Mili Maliso, the Amin Mishmei Rav Chizda, Bemidu the Bekinishta. He wants to say over something that has to do with the Bekneset, name Rav Chizda, Omalei Hochem Rav Chizda, Mai Dixiv, Oev Hashem, Sharei Tzion, Mikol Mishkenot Yaakov, a pasuk which is really pretty nondescript. It means it's not a precise pasuk, but the pasuk seems to say that Hashem loves the Sharei Tzion more than all the Mishkenot Yaakov. Derech Agav, I think I mentioned this once before, and when I wanted to learn and study in Eretz Yisrael in 1971, when I graduated college, graduated at YU, so I went to speak to several of my Rashi Yeshiva and asked them what they thought. So I asked one of the Rashi Yeshiva, Hagoyin Avnach Bornstein Zatzal, he's the Talmud of the Bris Golov, of Avel Soloveitchik. He told me, he quoted this Gemara to me, right here, Daf Chet Amud Aleph. Oyev Hashem Shari Tzion Mekom Mishkenot Yaakov. So the Gemara says, Gemara Darshins, Oyev Hashem Shorim Hamtzionim Bahalocha, Yoseh Mibatik Nisis Abatim Midrashos. We don't even know what that word means, what that statement means. It's a pretty very general kind of statement, but literally translated, Hashem loves Sharim HaMitzionim Ba'alochem more than he loves shuls and Bati Medrash. So he told me, why do you want to go to Eretz Yisrael? Shari Tzion is right upstairs. He said, she on the third floor, on the fourth floor is Rav Soloveitchik. Just go upstairs and you have Shari Tzion. Sharim HaMitzionim Ba'alochem, what's the problem? I understand the whole issue. I didn't listen to him. I came to Eretz Yisrael. It probably changed my life. Anyway, in a number of ways, including why I decided to ultimately make Aliyah and come to Eretz Yisrael, because I became enamored of Eretz Yisrael that year, and that was the, Baruch Hashem, the impetus to come here. So the Gemara just makes a general kind of statement, which, as I said, does not seem to really, what exactly the parameters of this are. The Gemara continues, and the next piece of Gemara is also very famous. This needs a lot of explication. This is, of course, not quoted Allah and Shulchan Aruch, but Dal Amash Allah essentially is critical, and that's what Hashem has today after the Chumash Hamikdash. I continue. Amr Abayi, Meirei Shav Gerisna Begobesa. He's still learning in his house. Umatzlina Bebeknisha and Davin Shul. That's generally what people do. They learn in Bate Medrash, or they learn in their homes, and then they daven in shuls. Came to Shaman Lahad Amr Abchir Am Shedu Ula. Yom Shechav Es Hamikdash Ein Lachus Vav Lomo Dal Amash Allah Bilvad. Behav Matzlina Elach Degarisna. Then he decided, I'm going to Davin, where I learn. Those two are going to come together, the Chibur of Torah and Tefillah. And then the next piece of Gemara, which we just had recently at Daf Lamed as well, it's called Twice in Brachas. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Avagat Havelteisa Beknisha Betveria. There were 13 shuls in Tveria. The Gemara says, Lo Matzlu Elabenya Amuda Hecha Davigarsi. Where did they Davin? They Davin between the Amudim, where they actually were Koveit Matorah, where they learned Torah. So there's obviously, again, a connection between Talmud Torah and Tefillah. And it seems, from the way the Gemara presented this last episode of this last incident of Rav Ami Rav Asi, that the impetus for everything is Talmud Torah. Mitzecha David Garsi, that seems to be the focus. And around that, we should also have Tefillah. Tefillah should be connected to Echa David Garsi. Now, in terms of what this Gemara means, so on page number two, you have a Rabbi Yonah. And Rabbi Yonah, when he comments on this pasuk, I would like to read the whole thing, even though it's a bit lengthy. I sort of underlined everything kedarki. So he writes the following: Oy v'Hashem Shari Tzion Mikol Mishkenot Yaakov. Oy v'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shom Tzion Ba'alocha Klomar Hapasuk Lo Bon Hashmeinu Shoy v'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shari Batek Nesiyah Mishari Batek Bacherev. Page 2. Not that Hashem, in effect, loves Batek Nesiyah more than other Shari Batim. Shezeh Davar Pashutu Machidu Shesh Mezeh. It's obvious that a Bekneset, my favorite verb, trumps any other bayit, any stam bayit, that's for sure. So that's not the chiddush. Elavada yotzalomar shoyev hakadosh baruch hu shari tzion mikol batek nesiyo de batek midrashot ukumo shoyev besamikdash yosef batek nesiyo batek midrashot. Hashem loves the Beis Hamikdash, more than he loves Beit Knesset, Beit HaMikdash, which of course the Gemara says in Megillah, what is the Beit Knesset? The Mikdash Ma'at, the Pasuk Yechezkel, the Gemara quotes, that Ve'ela and Mikdash Ma'at, it's a miniature kind of Beis Hamikdash, and we know all the Lamdanut that relates to that, and there's a lot of Lamdanut relating to that statement I just made. Kach Oyev Hashem, Atzenem Ba'alocha, Kloma, Shesham, what's the greatness of Hashem, Atzenem Ba'alocha? There you have Kviut HaTorah, V'ahoraot v'chol yom yotem v'atek nesiyot v'atek midrashot. Shalom d'mahem. L'fi shor, drashot ha-pasuk. In other words, what are you doing in Beit Knesset or Beis Medrash? There you have all types of exegesis. You learn drashot or a pasuk, and that's what you do over there. Masha'en kein, shor ha-mtselem ba'alocha, there's a greater kriyot. He calls it in the first wide line, shesham, kriyus ha-torah v'ahoraot v'chol yom. There it's an ongoing, apparently, kind of Kriyas Itam LaTorah, an ongoing Piskei Halacha that take place, more so than the what he called the Fishah Drasha the Pasuk. The place that's Kavua is in lieu of the Beis Hamikdash. So he seems to basically contrast Amakom Kavua, Luumat Makom Sheinu Kavua, and that's the what he calls Sharm Sen Balacha. But now he continues.
When he says Batei Midrashos, they're places of learning more than a Beis Knesset.
You're right. It would seem to be a bit more, but apparently it also is not the same as the Sharm Sen Balacha. Listen, he's defined.
Or the Batei Midrash nowadays.
No, okay. We're not talking about nowadays. We're talking about, let's say, Bizman Rabbi Yona. Let's assume that right now, Bizman Chazal.
Chazal.
You're right. Today, Batei Midrash have essentially become both Batei Tfila and Batei Medrash.
No, I meant it's on the level of Sharetzion Behalachan.
It could be. It could very well be.
Unless he means a place where Rav's, like now they call Beit Hora'ah. Is that what he means?
I don't know. It's very unclear. I said he's really not defining it.
Who gives Hora'ah? Exactly. One or two people in a door give Hora'ah.
Okay. I'm not focused on that, as you'll see in a moment. Right. That's why I'm moving to it quickly. So I'm coming to the next Abin Yonah. And here's the one which is fascinating to me, the second Abin Yonah. Wow, here is the Chiddush number one. You don't need a minion. They're busy davening where they learned. Without a minion. Wow. Better to go ahead and even daven b'yechidus if necessary, since that's the place where you're learning on an ongoing kind of basis, Bobin Kavua, Yom Valaila, rather than go to Davin in a shul where you're going to have the element of the Tzibur. So that's his interpretation that Ad Kedei, you don't require a minyan. Even without a minyan, you can go ahead and Dafka Davin over there, Bechidus, as long as that's your prime Makom for Limud HaTorah, your Kovea. Rabbi Moshe Zalpirish is the Rambam, he's quoting. We'll see this Rambam momentarily. The Rambam said that no, you must have a minyan. You can't go ahead and simply daven b'yechidus, that's inappropriate. You must follow him according to the Rambam. So therefore, ma'chidish b'lashmeinu. So what novel idea is being taught to us? Shechoshiv makom kriyas haTorah yosim b'tzakneses. Sharei kemo b'tzakneses osim. They daven in shul with 10 people. I daven in shul with 10 people. Except my shul is my makom kavua. My shem tzelim b'alocha. Yeshlom b'lashmeinu. There you have obviously many, many people davening. Better to daven even though you have a limited number of people, let's say a minion. That is something that overrides going to a shul with many, many people. And then it goes further. Now, he says, when does the Rambam require dafka 10 people? The person has to travel in order to learn.
Anyway.
He travels anyways. Yesho this balabasora. Olecha bet hakanesa. Ava misho lomeh bebeto kol hayom. Bimakom kavua betorato umanuto. Ein lo lalecha de bet hakanesa yimlo yimtza asora. Wow, what a madrega. The fact that he has to travel in order to learn, so that traveling time is going to detract from his learning, and rather it is preferable that he remain home and do what? Sit and learn, boven kavua, without any bittul zman whatsoever. V'tov lo sheyitpalel b'yachid misheyitbatel. Klal. Wow. These are Bali Madrega. I don't think it doesn't apply to me. Perhaps it applies to others here. But have no English. I'm coming to it momentarily. I'll tell it over. Teda, Sharitil, Atzmahim, Babat, and Dolech, Chachom, and Elimut. Kishamatino, Rab Shimon Yachoy, of course, the Gemara and Shabbos, he's Tarasa Ulusa. 24/7. Eloy, Mitzalah, Mishana, Lashana. He davened on an annual basis, once a year. Rabbi, I'm not saying, Mechodesh, Chodesh, Kadesh, Lay, Badu, Mitaratam. He came and shall limut, Loy, Mavat, and suddenly I feel Atzma, Kolshkin, Shem, and Babat, and I lick a Shiot, and Toshi, Badal, and Beto, Gulas, Saram, Ishbadel, and I can't say, and I'll come back here, and few more. Wow. So he says a massive Kiddush. You were talking about someone of this caliber. Torato Manutov, who is not Mevato Bichlal, and even under, if assuming he's in this category, doesn't have to daven Bobin Kavua. So suddenly that person, Hashem, would is enamored of his learning to such an extent, Abay Hashem, Sharitzion, Sharm, Tzelem Balocha, where there's no need for him to go and look for a minion. He could daven Bichidos and just continue learning in his own Dalet Amos, as it were. Now, I mentioned this, that's what Rav Yaakov just pointed out a second ago, that I heard from Hagoyin Lavan Lichasin Tatzal, Marin Rabbeinu. I asked myself asking this question because I had heard, Mipi HaShmua, that in the early years, Rav Soloveitchik, he was not necessarily makpid on Tfilah B'Tzibur. Kach Shamati. So I asked Lavan Lichasin Tatzal, his son-in-law, whether Ayim Zanachon or Lonachon. So he told me the following. He said in the early years when Rav Soloveitchik came to the shores of America, so there were times that he said public shiurim. When the Rav said a public shiur, he would lock himself up in a room for a week. Lock himself up in a room for a week, yom v'layla, literally, and work on the shiur. Anyone who heard Rav Soloveitchik shiur, which only we have here, Kvod Marin Rabbeinu Ravazvi Shlita, so his shiurim were written out. I'm talking about Yiddish shiurim that were written out. He used to come with a manila envelope with a text of about 100, 150 pages, and read out the shiur literally word by word. Every word was written down. There were times that he actually went off the text when sometimes one or two people made comments. Very few people had the audacity to make any comment, but those who, there were one or two very chashuv rabbonim that he would listen to, and they made a comment, then suddenly he would go off the text. But other than that, he read the text. This is both his shiurim that were given in Yiddish and shiurim that were given in English. Everything was written out, literally written out word for word. But you have published many of the collections are essentially, they went ahead and they simply copied the text of Rav Soloveitchik, or they translated the text of Rav Soloveitchik, a little translation of the text, and it was just, in and of itself, you could see how much effort and how much energy was put into, he was so medactic in his language, every word was precise. I can't begin to describe it, and especially those who have a bit of appreciation of Yiddish, which I have a bit of appreciation of, you could tell unbelievable how careful he was in terms of the usage of his wording. Anyway, the reason I'm saying all this, during that period of time, he simply was locked up, and he was not involved in Tfilah B'Tzibur. And this would be based on exactly what the Rabbi Yonah is quoting here from Mishum. At one point, the Rav realized that people might see him as a model, even though they're not learning locked up in a room for 7 days. They don't operate that way. They do other things, but they might, as a result of that, not daven B'Tzibur. So then he stopped. At that point, Rav Lichasin told me that he stopped. He felt he simply could not. He recognized that people were looking at him. And basically, people like myself who like to stalk Dali Yisrael and examine carefully what they do and think that they're worthy of emulating them. Think. Such thinking, of course, in my case, is silly. But anyway, there were those who have such thoughts. And therefore, he realized he can't do that. The Rav was very makpid on Tfilah B'Tzibur. Incredibly so. All the years that I knew him, he davened B'Tzibur, it was Chokul Yavar. I mean, he was makpid on other elements of Tfilah B'Tzibur, namely, you have to finish Chazar HaSachas for Shkia, all kinds of things that are in the Halacha. And if you don't do that, you daven B'Chidos, because you can't simply daven B'Tzibur, Chazar HaSachas, you have to Shkia, and many, many other kinds of Chumash that I'm not really, believing that's not the topic I'm talking about. Anyway, you see clearly from this statement of Rabbi Yonah, really an astounding interpretation of the Gemara, that Oavei Hashem Shari Tzion Shalom Tzion Balocha could even have such consequences. You don't daven with a minion if you're someone who's kavua, and wherever you learn, that's where you're going to daven. Even the Chiddush, the Rambam says, no, you need a minion. Okay, look at page number 3. You see the Rambam here, where the Rambam quotes this halacha. He writes in halacha Gimel, and there's a Kesem Yishe. I don't know, I think I underlined it, if I'm not mistaken. But that I'll let you read. But the Rambam writes that Beis HaMedrash Gadol Mit HaKnesset, that one is greater than the other. This, by the way, is nogea to a famous discussion the Gemara has in Megillah that we're all familiar with, the Mishnah that actually is found on page number 4 on the bottom of the page. It goes on to page 5. We'll get that in a second, but let's just finish with the Rambam. Beis HaMedrash Gadol Mit HaKnesset, Chom Gadolim, Abba Mishahoyu Lehem Be'iram Batik Nesios Harbei, Lo Yimispalim, El Mokam Shoyu Oskim Sham Batorah. But the Rambam right away adds a qualification. Who she is Balsham Tfila B'tzibur, or Tfila Tatzibur. You need a minion. You can't simply go without a minion. Over here, actually, the Kesem Mishnah refers you to other Rishonim. It's a little small print, but you can trust me. He refers you to a series of other Rishonim. The Rambam says very clearly, the Rambam is interpreting this Gemara that, Ohavei Hashem, let's put it in our terms, Ohavei Hashem, Batei Midrashot, Yotem Batei Knesiot. That's what the Rambam says here, Lalocha. He's saying that Gemara, the Kesem Mishnah right away is on top of the case. And there's a question what the Rambam Girsa is, because we hear the Girsa we have is Beit HaMidrash Gadol Beit HaKnesset. There are a number of Girsos in the Rambam, and I don't want to get into that. That's not really my problem. That's discussed by the Nosi Kalim of the Rambam. Now, the difficulty with this Rambam, Rav Soloveitchik asked this Kasha in Yeshurim, he said on Masechet Megillah. He asked a very simple question, that if you want to say that the Chiddush of Rav Chisda is to teach you that the Kedusha of the Beis Medrash is greater than the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesset, that's what the Rambam sounds like he's saying here. He tells you, Beis HaMedrash, Gadol Beit HaKnesset. What does it mean, Gadol? In terms of its Kedusha. In terms of its inherent sanctity, it's greater than a Beit HaKnesset. That's what he seems to be saying. So that's the Chiddush. What's the Chiddush of Rav Chisda? Why did Abaye, the Gemara says on page number 1 again, that Abaye changed his Mokum Tefillah from the Beit Knesset to the Beit Medrash only after he heard the Drasha of Rav Chisda and the Maimer of Ula? Why do we need that for? We have a Gemara in Megillah. This is the Gemara on the page 4 and 5. The Gemara on the bottom of 4 discusses selling. The Gemara has different gradations of Kedusha. It's a Mishnayis, very well known Mishnayis, and the din is you're allowed to sell a Beit Knesset in order to purchase a Beit Medrash, but vice versa, you cannot do so because the Kedusha of a Beit Medrash is greater. The Gemara has a whole discussion about it on page number 5. You see on top of the page, and my holders of Shurim, Elaim, Rabbi Yechon, regarding this matter. It means well, you're allowed to take a Beit Knesset and make it into a Beit Medrash. Look on top of the page on 5. Kabasu Gav Pabi Mistabra, Amr Shurim Ben Levi. And then the Gemara quotes Psukim. And the other opinion is not so. There's a big machloket, whether a Beit Knesset you're allowed to make into a Beis Medrash, and vice versa. But whatever the case is, the issue here is what Kedusha is greater. Namely, according to Rav Shurim Levi, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash is greater than the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesset. According to Rav Yochanan, no, the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesset is greater than the Kedusha of Beis HaMedrash. As a matter of fact, when I became a Rav in BMTL, so the first Shabbos I was there, I spoke about this Gemara, because I said that a shul has two functions. Bayit shemegadol bo Torah, bayit shemegadol bo Tefillah. The Gemara quotes Plukim, that's what I discussed. approximately 22 years ago, maybe 23 years ago. So I quoted this Gemara actually, and this Gemara discusses that question, what Kedusha is greater, Beis HaKnesset or Beis Medrash? So now the question is the following. So why Abaye, going back to page 1 again, why is it that Abaye initially davened in the Beis HaKnesset, the Gemara said, till he heard the Chiddush of Ula.
Ula didn't address that.
One second.
Said, Knesset, the Beit Midrash.
One second. Hear the question that Rav Soloveitchik posed. The Manushach, he asked a very simple question. If Abaye holds like a Beshur of a Levi over here on page number 5, that the Dusha of the Beis Medrash is greater than the Dusha of Beis HaKnesset, he should have davened in the Beis Medrash from the very beginning, even before he heard the Chiddush of Ula, before he heard that which Ula said about, Oh, Hashem, and if he argued Rav Shurim Levi and contended that Kedusha Beis HaKnesset is greater, so why did he change his Makom Tefillah for the Beis Medrash? According to Rav Yochanan, the Kedusha Beis HaKnesset is stronger than the Kedusha Beis HaMedrash. And means why is the entire Gemara necessary? The whole Sugi and Brachis that we began with on page number 1 seems to be completely unnecessary. Really, if the Rambam is saying here, as he says on page number 3, that he's passing the halacha that the Kedusha Beis HaMedrash is greater than the Kedusha Beis HaKnesset. So then the question is, why lechatchila did Abaye daven in the Beis HaKnesset till he heard what Ula said? He davened home, or wherever he davened exactly, but he did go ahead and decide to shift to the Shurim Tzion and Balocha until he heard that halacha. So Rav Soloveitchik thought it was another pasha to him, and it's also another pasha to me. These are two totally separate sugyas. Sure. They have nothing to do with each other. One sugya, the Gemara Megillah that we hear at number 5, the Gemara is discussing exactly this question. Namely, can I be Mishaneh, So Beis HaKnesset to Beis HaMedrash. Can I go ahead and sell one in order to buy the other, or vice versa, Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesset? Because of the issue of Malam HaKodesh Lo Merido, you're always supposed to go up, not supposed to go down in terms of Kedusha and the like. And therefore, so here the question is, which Kedusha is greater? Is the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesset greater? Is the Kedusha of Beis HaMedrash greater? That's what the issue was totally on, obviously. Not for that, you're not able to. But however, on page number one, going back to that, there the issue is, where is it better to daven? Is it better to daven in Beis HaKnesset, or is it better to daven in Beis HaMedrash? That has nothing to do with the Kedusha Smoko. I mean, the Gemara in Megillah number 5 is discussing which Kedusha is greater, Beit HaKnesset or Beis HaMedrash. There's no connection to number one. Number one is an issue of where am I kovei makom for tefillah. Even if you hold like a Rishon Levi, then you're not allowed to be Mishaneh for Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesset because the Kedusha of Beis HaMedrash is greater than that of Beis HaKnesset. But still, it could be that maybe tefillah in a Beis HaKnesset is odif, is better than davening in a Beis HaMedrash. Why? Because we know that every particular makom has its proper designation. I mean, I think the Soloveitchik was very, I mentioned this already a number of times, he was very makbid on the use of a Beis HaKnesset for all kinds of other sundry events. Up today, certainly, if you told him you're going to get married in a Beis HaKnesset, he would not be Masada Kedusha. But Shum Panav Ofen. Or, for that matter, even a Bris Mila that didn't take place right at the davening, but took place at 10 o'clock in the morning, or 11 o'clock, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, whenever it is, he would not permit such an item to take place in Beis HaKnesset, because he claimed that it's a Mokom Yuchad Tzvila. He brought a raya. I'm not sure this is a raya Mukhrachat, but it's a, yeah, a number of Rambams I used to quote. But in the Tzvila Musav, we say on Shabbos, Umi Shem Yachadim, Vasek Nesil the Tzvila, Umi Sheboim Betochim Yisbalel. So there's a clear statement that Beis HaKnesset is a Mokom Yuchad Tzvila. So he was in Boston, in Maimonides, he built a outside of the Beis HaKnesset, there's a rather large auditorium and has all these dividers between the two areas. So if you want to go ahead and have a Bris Mila in 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you do it in the outside area as opposed to the Beis HaKnesset itself. Or for that matter, if you want to have a chasana, then you can do it in the auditorium, and you can't do it in the shul itself. He also held that of Sam Sova, there was an issue of Chukas HaAkum, getting married in the shul. Okay, there's the issues there. Makom Badun. I mean, because it's very common today, people do it. One fellow attempted to do the following. He covered the Aron Kodesh, and he told the Rav he's having a chasana in some ulam, but it was really in a shul. And what he did was he covered the Aron Kodesh. He tried to hide all the elements. Now, how do you hide a bima? That's pretty difficult. So he did. The bima, luckily, was a portable bima. So he moved the bima out. And then
but that's common to cover the. They said they cover the Aron Kodesh and then it's
straight to the.
Right.
The Aron Kodesh.
That's more or less what he did. The only problem was that there were still one or two elements that were left in a shul. And Aron Kodesh was not completely totally obtuse, not completely unaware of what is happening in the world. Anyway, so that was not a very pleasant situation. Because he was very opposed to it. The elder was Chukas HaAkum, even though that the whole Pesach is a little bit difficult to understand. Teisan Abed Azar, Lafi Alav, and also in Shulchan Aruch Yerodea, when they decide what is Chukas HaAkum, they say something that's done L'Shem Pritzud, L'Shem Abed Azar, or L'Chinam, something that has no basis, no rationale, no reason. I mean, the issue that's raised here in this country with Yom HaZikaron and the Moment of Silence and those subscribe to it, then they claim it's Chukas HaAkum. It's absolute nonsense. But whatever the case is, there's no basis for it. Okay, you're sitting and learning, you want to continue learning, we say that, but you're in the public thoroughfare, in the public eye, and someone might see you who's not necessarily an observant Jew, who's not so observant, and right away thinks you're being mezalzel. Why would you be mezalzel? So if you want, you could even, if you're so frum, you'll think of something, you'll think of a sugya somewhere in Shas, or some, one of our salvation's kedushin. That's what you're thinking of when you're walking ahead, or whatever it may be. Okay, but it doesn't seem like that would be Chukas HaAkum, something along those lines. It's very difficult to say that. Okay, so it could be these two suits have no connection to each other, really no connection whatsoever. Because there's no, in terms of davening, a Beis HaKnesset is miyuchad tefillah. And therefore that's what the sugya is talking about. And it could be that maybe the tefillah Beis HaKnesset adif mitzvah Beit HaMidrash. Maybe even better. It's very possible because that's what it was chukzah for that purpose. So Abaye initially thought that maybe tefillah should take place in Beit HaKnesset, because that's a makom miyuchad for that purpose of the mitzvah. And there's no maila to davening dafka in the Beit Midrash, which is essentially primarily known for Talmud Torah, as opposed to being known for tefillah. And even in general, you hold the Kedusha Beis Medrash is greater than Kedusha Beis HaKnesset, but still, tefillah has to be in a place that's hooked to the mitzvah, of the kiyum mitzvah. And you know, on page number 6, actually, I'm not going to go into this, I once discussed it, and it's very famous. Mahalos the Ramban the Ran. What the kedusha of Esaf Nesses is it tashmishe mitzvah, tashmishe kedusha? Okay, it's not my problem. I don't want to get into it right now. I've just mentioned the Achaga. On number seven, now I want to start the shiur. All this is like a little preamble, and now we'll start the shiur. Yeah.
So there is another difference between the sugyas. And the first sugya includes Beis Medrash with Beis Knesset.
Right.
And talks about a third darga of Hora'ah and Mitzuyanim
B'Halakha.
And that is greater than both.
Right.
And the sugya in Megillah is talking about level 2 and level 3 between
I don't know what it means, it needs formulation, but I just mentioned by way of Akdoma.
Yeah.
And now what I'm interested in is discussing this Rambam, which Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of. And so this is a famous Rambam on page number 7. And this Rambam seems to tell us, and you mentioned Rabbi Razvi Shlita earlier, a few moments ago, that we know that today the Batei Midrash are probably, there's a shiluv of Torah and Tefillah that take place in many Batei Midrash.
Yeah.
There's no question, there's a hybrid.
I meant the other way.
Okay, fine.
It's not just a rival, that's Kavua.
It could be that Batei Knesset, I tell you, in this country, one of the phenomena that I saw in the last 25 years that I'm here, you have a lot of, I don't want to use that term, but that's a term to use in America. I don't know if South Africans use that term also. Buildings that are called white elephants. Essentially, they're only functioning in the morning when people come to daven and at nighttime. So even after sale, many of them have become houses of Batei Midrash and Kolim and who knows what, which is good. That's a fine thing, and they're able to use them. But in general, this idea that a Beit Knesset is only Miyuchad Tefillah, it's only for the purpose of davening, and it has a certain kind of status. I mean, again, I'm not using analogies that perhaps I shouldn't use, but Rav Chisda, when he says that pasuk here on page 1, Oh Hashem Shari Tzion Shem Tzedem Baloch and Kol Mishnas Yaakov, which means he's telling you that let's take a look, for example, at the Beis Apkir in Yerushalayim or the Samidish in Yerushalayim as opposed to Abba Magdola and Shiloh and Nov and Givon. So it doesn't have the same kind of status. Here also the Kedusha of Beis HaMedrash, which Rabbi Naomi here compares to the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, is greater than the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesset, which is similar to other Mikdashim. Let's say similar to Obama and Shiloh and Nov and Givon. And the fact of the matter is that we know that the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, didn't include everything. Okay, but Yaakov said a moment ago, it's a question of gradations and the like. And what's of interest to us is the Rambam right over here. Page number 8, the Rambam has page 7, sorry. Rambam says over here, goes on to 8. Shetzivonu la'avdo, ukvar nichpal, zeh atzivu v'pamayim. V'yombo v'avadam es Hashem lokechem. That's a pasuk in Shpatim. Of course, has no connection. Even though the Rambam quotes it in the context of tefillah, and the context is not that at all. The Omar v'oso sa'avodu, also a very general kind of pasuk. V'yabu shezeh atzivu, u'gam keim yatzivu yim ha'kolim, v'oshev yadam v'shev yadam. So the Rambam says, Yesh bo yichud acher shuvtsivu litfila. L'shon sifrei, u'la'avdo zu tfila. V'yom u'gamkin u'la'avdo zu talbud. The Gemara actually, you can see from the Chazal, Avodah Shebelev, which is learned out from l'avdo v'chalavavchin, there are two elements to it, one is Talmud Torah, one is tfila. And the Rambam quotes this pasuk, l'avdo, goes on tfila, goes on Torah. I mean, automatically you see, the Rav said that a connection between Talmud Torah and tfila, we'll see it further in a few moments. The Rambam continues, u'mishnasa shabalaza v'nosha v'nisak lida amru, Minayin liikat tefila mitzvah yehoches. Hashem lokecha tira osa sarov. The Amru, Chazal say, this is a famous statement of Chazal, that there are two types of avoda, namely b'torosso and abdu b'mikdosho. Ratzalomah, hakivun elav litpalel sham, kmo shebir shlomo al vasholom. By the way, hakivun elav litpalel could mean one of two things. It could mean just in general tefila, or it could mean the shittas of Rambam, but the Rambam held that facing in the proper direction is the din d'oraisa. That's how Rav Soloveitchik understood the Rambam. It could be it's based on the pasuk the Rambam Chumash in Re'eh L'shif Nasidushu V'Asasham, and that's the whole tumult in YU where many years the Beis Medrash was in the wrong direction. Rav Soloveitchik never davened in the old Beis Medrash in YU because of that problem. Because of the kibun of the Aron Kodesh, we know the issue in BMTL and half the shuls in the world is an issue, and you have people outstanding Talmid Chachamim busy measuring and engineering tools, and I went through this all the years I was there with one of our chaverim, who was an outstanding Talmud Chacham. Anyway, but Kitzur, Lomelon, Kadesh, said, Yesh b'zeh machloket, what to do, l'maisa, and I felt, we keep the song of the Aruch HaShulchan, Davin Tzor, the Aron Kodesh, and I didn't see an issue. In YU, when I was there, The Rosh Yeshiva is davening all Beit Midrash. Five of them, each one in a different direction.
That's right. It was a wall to the side of the
angle. I was there many more years than you were, and so I I became acclimated to it. I thought that's what we're supposed to do. Everyone's supposed to go in a different direction. I didn't have a clue. So one day I would go in one direction, follow one Rosh Yeshiva. Next day in the other direction. The third day in the third direction.
I was a young boy in high school.
I didn't have a clue what's going on there. Amazing. I mean, literally in different directions, means almost
that
opposite each other.
That I don't remember.
The cat. So the Rav never davened there. Never. Ever, ever davened there. Not a Shachris, not a Mincha, not a Maariv. Even when he lived there for years and decades, and he always went elsewhere in order to avoid that issue. Okay. There's a famous, page number 9. This is also, now these are the Gemara that the Daf HaYom is learning. I was debating, you should know, I have 3 possible sugyas that I was going to discuss. One, I would like to have discussed it, but maybe... Only David probably remembers. David took about Shlita. So the Machlokes of Shon and Rabbi Kiva Hanin Ben Mir Da'acheretz and Rabbi Shimon Yochai. I was gonna, but I need about 15 hours for that because I was gonna examine the Gemara with a fine tooth comb. I really would have wanted to do that, but I knew that I can't stay till 3-4 o'clock in the morning here. I can, but no one else will stay with me. I don't blame you. So I gave up on that. Even I could have done it over 2 or 3 sessions. And that's also a possibility. Things that I did not do when I learned that Gemara many, many years ago. I mean, Diyukim and Psukim and Rishonim, that's what I wanted to do. It's of a lot of interest to me, that Gemara, for many years. A second possibility was also to do something on which is, happens to be today's daf, namely a person who decides to drink Shemen on the rocks, as I call it. And the Gemara says, Zuki Mazik. I want to discuss the Machodos of Rishonim and that Sugya, as long as you have the Truma and Karen and Chemish, but that would became very technical. Even though there's a lot of Rambams, which I enjoy amazing, also take a few hours, I decided to do something lighter, because what could I do? But this also is a Yisod Gadol, even though it has a lot of Hashkafic elements to it, but the Rav thought it was Halachic. And with Hashkafic elements, I'll get to at the end, by then you'll probably decide to disappear. But okay, here you have a Gemara that seems a very seemingly nondescript kind of Gemara. Ain't only in his father, lo mitoch atzvut, lo mitoch atzlut, lo mitoch schok. By the way, it's called Lalocha. It's called Shulchan Aruch. Lo mitoch sicha, lo mitoch kalav yorosh, lo mitoch dvar mitel, elo mitoch simcha shol mitzvah. What should prompt a person to daven? Simcha shol mitzvah. The chen lo yipat on the chaver, lo mitoch sicha, lo mitoch schok, lo mitoch kalav yorosh, lo mitoch dvar mitel, lo mitoch dvar halocha, shekeim atzir vio hamishonim, shesimu dvarim, vidim yishevah vatan chumim. If anybody can tell me what the Gemara is talking about, I'd really appreciate it. I've seen this many, many times in my life. Very unclear what the parameters are. So Rashi comments over here. Rashi tells you what Sicha is like Sanut. Kalud Rosh, Chiluv Shal Kovid Rosh, Bitok Zachut Lev, Ve'atak. That's a difficult word to translate. I'm not discussing that now. Elam Bitok Simcha, Rashi. Kigom, Divrei Tanchumim Shal Torah. Kigom. Rashi gives you an example of Samuch, the Gulat Mitzrayim, or Samuch Latil Ledovit, Shul Shal Shevach, and Tachumin, Kigam Mitzon, Rei of Yaseh, Shom Hashem et Kolava, Mikrot Hasura, Medihut Arvid, Shalom Yitzach Hashem Azamu, Chayot Yavem. Anyone can define to me what exactly Rashi is saying here? What's the common denominator of all the psukim that Rashi cites? He speaks about Mitoch Dvar Halacha, or Mitoch Simcha Shal Mitzvah, or Mitoch but now that does Rashi say this, take a look at here in the Tesis, because the Gemara then goes on. We have also the 2 lines above this that I underline as well. Tana Rabbanan, Einom Nispalo Lo Mitoch Din Lo Mitoch Dvar Halacha El Mitoch Halacha Psuka. That I understand. It means something is Mutter, something is Osa, as opposed to going into the whole Pilpul, and then the whole Shemoneh Esrei, you think about that Pilpul. It was never healthy for me to hear Asal Etzi Shurim, and then we daven Ma'ariv, daven Mincha. I don't even know if I daven Mincha Ma'ariv. I'm just thinking about the Shia that I heard, and the Chiddush that he did, and all the difficulties that I had with it. That's usually what I thought about. I came out most of the time. So he tells you, make sure you don't enter a tefillah in the context of halacha, dvar halacha, but rather mitoch halacha psuka. Fine. Now, I want to show you in Tosfos also, because the Gemara says here it says, Rabbanan Abdi Kimasisa. Look at the text number 4. The Kavaseh Kailan. The Chayn Enem is following Mitoch Kadu Rosh, the Sok, and Mitoch Kovid Rosh, the Simcha Shamitzit Gom. She Osak Bidibre Torah. The Chayn Nogalom, Psukin Dezim of Ashri Kodim Tzvila. Psukin Dezim and Ashri Kodim Tzvila is the marker for why we're talking about that Mitoch Simcha Shamitzah. Next.
Well, the Kiddush is that it's not Hasidut, but rather it's...
By the way, I was about to say that, but you took the words out of my mouth. Ugh. I wanted to get that line in, but you...
That's after L'chaim.
No, I don't... my only L'chaim is Tesis and Ramban. Anyway, that's the extent of it. That's exactly what I was going to point out. I mean, talking about serious Divrei Torah and Shum Sofek, that this is correct. That's what I'm going to indicate shortly. The next Tesis is Arashi Ovi Kibraisa, Yushalmi. Lo Yamo V'Yispala L'Mitok V'Alocha. Om Rabbi Yimya Ho'osi B'Tzok HaTzibor. Also, the Torah Dama. Okay, that's a separate discussion, which is not really my issue right now. Anyway, you see from this, all these Marmikomos, that according to Rashi, that the person has to be Misadir Divrei Torah Kodem Tfilaso. The poor person davens has to be serious Divrei Torah. The only maybe distinction between the two Brises is that one Brise says that any Dra Alocha, the second Brise says it has to be Psukim Shol Simcha. Whatever the case is, you see there's a plus that one should approach Tfilah from the context of Divrei Torah, and it's actually a clear Yerushalmi that's found actually here on in person, the Rambam on page number 10. You see the Rambam.
Now, let me say, Psukim Zimra is those Divrei Torah?
I mean, he quotes Ashrei. Yeah. Ashrei, Rashi says, Ashrei Shesecha has in it elements of Tanchumim, Lamod B'Tfila B'Tfila. You have to understand what that line means. Lamod B'Tfila B'Tok Divrei Torah, but simply Balabatish, it means what David just said, that you have to, before you go ahead and daven. You have to apparently become engaged. And how do you do that? Through Limud HaTorah or Psukim, as I said, Psukim of Simcha, Psukim of Nechama, Tanchumim, any of the above. That seems
so that's
to be,
why we have an extensive Psukim Zimra before we have we daven the Amidah.
Right, that's correct. I mean, the Psukim Zimra is based on the Gemara in Kodesh, the Gemara in Kodesh Yadaches. What?
Yisader
Shachar. Yeah, that's a deal. The Gemara in Brachas is all the Yisader Adam. Shirchosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Acham Yitpalel, all the Gemara in Shabbos, Golkisi HaKuf Yitches, the Gemara in Sestira, Amar Rabbi Yesi, Yi Chel Kegom HaHal V'Chol Yom, the other one says, Kegom HaHal V'Chol Yom, Chav V'Gadet, the Gemara answers, that's only Hal HaMitzvah, Chir V'Gid is Hal HaMitzvah, but Yi Chel Kegom HaHal V'Chol Yom, first of Sukkot Dezimra, that's something that person should do on an ongoing basis, Pres Hashem in Teva. Today I discussed in my shul, I discussed a very nice piece of Torah, I saw it in the Sefer Darash Darash Yosef. Anyway, so there he speaks about Nisan Nistarim versus Nisan Guliyim, and how the Rav points out these many, many riots that people think that Nisan Guliyim are greater than Nisan Nistarim. That's a ta'ut, that's a mistake. Hashem wants the world to operate B'dach HaTeva. We're not looking for that we should suspend nature, or somehow upend nature, or negate nature, or divert from the course. On the contrary, I gave the mashal, this is my favorite mashal, the only mashal I know in sports is this following mashal. There are two ways to get down to the goalpost, either through an 80-yard touchdown pass, that's either deflected, intercepted, overthrown, underthrown. What else? I memorized this, Mitch, you know, otherwise I would have I mentioned today that they asked me Shilas and Halacha, and say Kaddish over Kobe Bryant. Things I never heard of Kobe Bryant. I don't know who he is till he was nifta that day. They told me about Kobe Bryant. They came by their Bimba Velas for Shloshim Yom over there. Anyway, so... Psukim Dezimra is a very significant element in the sense of what? That we are praising Hashem for the Chukei HaTeva, botany, biology, and chemistry, and what have you. That's basically what Chukei, that's what Hashem wants us to do, to recognize that. We can't ask Hashem to suspend nature once in a while. That's the other marshal, the 80-yard touchdown pass. But most of the football action, the Fian Gizaiti, I'm not amazed in this matter, is that when they... I think I mentioned this morning that I was in Augusta, Maine, which is not far from Portland, where my grandmother, Hashem, lived. And then we went to New York Giant training camp, and they have these fat, very, very fat Lumbership playbooks where they have all kinds of chidushim and how to, different types of approaches to get to the other side, to the goalpost. But many of them involve screen passes and first downs and these gesunte hackfleisch linebackers, or what they call them, fullback people, and making holes and finding ways through, etc., etc. These are asach lomnis and many Rav Chaims and many Rasolvetshi Chidushim over here. Anyway, to make a long story short, so there are two ways of doing it. Either one through perspiration or inspiration. So inspiration is once in a while you need a halal mitzvah, you need the malbed achateva. That's not the way we operate. We have to have it, the achateva. We work for a living, we make panosa, we interact with the world at large in a healthy, wholesome kind of fashion. We do things with Achateva. Okay, that's a drasha along the way. Anyway, the kids are back over here. So there's a Rambam says in number 10, Ein om nispala lo mitoch schog, lo mitoch kaladosh, lo mitoch sikha, equals the Gemara. Lo mitoch meriva, you have a fight, obviously, that's not going to help you daven. Lo mitoch kas, lo mitoch divrei Torah, lo mitoch din ba'alocha, ala b'shem divrei Torah. Hidei shalai yibo tori ba'alocha, ala mitoch divrei Torah, shein ba'ir. Gagon halocha p'sukot. I'm really defining it a bit more. As long as there's no Ian, nothing that will be matrig will cause you any kind of tear. And then in the first daf in Bracha, so there's a famous discussion that Tesis and Abbezim and Aleph here on page number 11. We know that Rashi already raised the issue that they used to daven before it became dark, and they said Kriyashma earlier. How could they do so? So Rashi raised the issue. So Rashi answers, how could you daven Kriyashma and Shul? Lama b'tzila metof de betorah. And it's based on Yerushalmi, not because of the mitzvah Kriyashma, because of the din of Lama b'tzila metof de betorah. Tesis here, a very famous Tesis and a very beautiful Tesis. He asks many, many questions on this Rashi, that if you say Kriyashma Shalamita is the Ikar Kiyum of Kriyashma Bizman, because that's later on at nighttime, so then you should have said three parshiyot. Rashi here only mentions one parsha. Shakasari points out how there's a big machlokes of Rishonim, how many parshas are in the Torah. One parsha, that's Rashi. One pasuk, the Gemara says in the second paragraph of Brachot Rebbe, he was saying a shir, and they came to Zman Kriyashma, he covered his eyes, said one pasuk, the Ramban Shita, one pasuk, the Daraisa. Then you have the other two sheets of the Yom, of course, two parshas, Ramban has three parshas, whatever the case is. If the Kriyashma Alamita Bizman, in terms of the time, is the right time to say Kriyashma, we say all three Pasha. And Rashi says, we only mention one Pasha. That's generally what people do. I think even today, I don't know if people say all three Pasha, but I think they say one Pasha. Furthermore, if the brachas of Kriyashma Alufanel Achareah also have to be made, so why shouldn't you make them the Kriyashma Shalamita? Why do you do it in Shul? Well, yeah, all very famous things. I've got a lot of famous answers. But really what's of interest is simply that besides the kiyum of Kriyashma min HaTorah, which is either fulfilled with one pasuk, or one parsha, or two parshas, or three parshas, but there's apparently another issue that's involved here, and that's what Rashi quotes over here from the Yerushalmi, Lamo b'tfilo mitoch divrei Torah. Chazal makdim the zman of Kriyashma, means even though you're not yotzei ideally Kriyashma when you say during the day, that but apparently somehow there's an element of Lamo b'tfilo mitoch divrei Torah. And it's interesting that if you take a look at the Yerushalmi, I think I quoted this Yerushalmi. No, I didn't quote it. Rashi quotes it. On page 11, Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi. The underlying part of Rashi, in the upper right-hand corner, I mentioned the Yerushalmi. So then Rav Soloveitchik simply wanted to summarize what we said till now, namely, that this idea of Amida b'tfilah mitoch divrei Torah is not just a minhag. It's apparently a halacha. That really the Ikar Zman of Kriyashma, the Divreim, Chazal were makdim, or they were makdim the Ikar Zman of Kriyashma. That's what Rashi here cites. Because of what din? Because of this din of Amida b'tfilah mitoch divrei Torah. There's some shiluv between tefillah and Torah, which is not easy to understand, because really they're two totally separate enterprises. One is an enterprise that one does with one's intellect, with one's seichel, and the other enterprise one does with one's regesh, with one's emotions, with one's neshama, with one's nefesh. Take a look at the Nefesh HaChaim, and the Rav quoted this Nefesh HaChaim. The Rav actually was very into the Nefesh HaChaim, even before Avinoam came along. Before Avinoam came along, the Rav was also into, he often compared the Nefesh HaChaim to the Tanya. I heard him a number of occasions. He contended that they were very similar, and I have what to say about that too, because I heard him speak about this any number of times. But Nefesh HaChaim here, take a look at what he writes. I xeroxed the Perek Chavav, but page 13, the part that I underlined. He's pointing out, he says, Hatfila nikre b'divrei Rabbi Seinu Zal Chai Yishor, Vator nikas Chai Yom. This is a famous Gemara in Shabbos. He quotes it, Rav Chaim Voloshina. I xeroxed it on page 15. Many times I heard Moreno, I'm going about Lichzin Chatzal, speak about this Gemara. Very fascinating. This Gemara needs a lot of attention. The Gemara here on page 15, I'll maybe read the Gemara from there and I'll go back to Rav Shachaim. Rav Yirmi Hav Yosef Kaved Rav Zera Rav Oski B'Shmaitza. He was learning. Naga Litzliya, the time came for his man Tvila. Have a commissar of Rav Yirmi. He wanted to continue learning. Kari Alei Rav Zera Mesu Ozna Mishmo HaTorah Gam Tvilasa To'eva. Wow, what a Gemara. By the way, this story happened with Rav Soloveitchik. I was once in the shir, one of the yotzei shir, and he was started at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then it was about 4 o'clock, 4:30, and it was getting close to shkia, and there's a guy who, what?
From 9 to 4? Straight?
What's the problem?
Okay. Sorry, I just, okay.
I need my what else is there to do? Anyway, so the, no, but they were, it was a yotzei shir, he said yotzei the whole day. So he fasted. He was clearly fasting the whole day. Don't worry, we took care of ourselves. Al tidag, Yaakov. Breakfast, lunch, coffee, supper, al tidag. I call it Abbas. But not him. Anyway, so a guy, about 3:30, starts putting his watch in front of our celebration just to give him some sort of a remez. And he did it twice, three times, four times. And the Rav said to him, "Oh, Yehot Azah Shena Zeger." In Yiddish. She was in English. He said, "You have such a beautiful watch. What a beautiful watch." And then after the fourth time, he says, "Why do you keep showing me your watch?" He asked him openly. So then he had no choice but to say, "You know, it's all Mashkiach." So the Rav said in him this Gemara, "Mesa Oznam Shmaya Teira, Gam Tilasa Teira." That was the end of that fellow for the rest of his life. Anyway, so the Gemara says here, the Gemara says, what's the issue? What's the issue with Mesa Oznam Shmaya Teira, Gam Tilasa Teira? So you see, the issue is, as the Gemara goes, really does not express it here, but two lines above it, the Gemara does express it. Above that, I didn't underline it. Manichim Chai Olam, Va'eskim Chai Yishon. That's the issue. You are basically abandoning Chai Olam, that's what the Torah is, and Tefillah is Chai Yishon. But the Gemara says, the other one holds Man Tzio Lechuz, Man Tzio Lechuz. There's a time for everything. So now back in Avchai Balosh on page 13. So he quotes his Gemara, and he puts the two Gemaras together. Torah is called Chai Olam, and the other is called Chai Yishon. And then he writes on the line, the third line and on the line, She'inyan HaTefillah, says Avchai Balosh on him, I'm not getting into that. That I let you discuss whatever you like. And he goes on. Omnam inyan ha'esek b'torah kedusha who nogia letzem achiyut b'kiyum amidat olamot bal yersu legamim. L'chein adam chayav asok v'lagot ba b'chol eitamim kedi l'hamim l'kayem kolam u'kavega. This, by the way, you do in Baloshin. They had three sedarim, each one 8 hours. And they were always Talmidim learning all the three Siddharim in order to make sure the world would be sustained. Because En Olam Mitkayem, B'li Talmud Torah, V'lo'od, El Shegam Kol Ikar HaTfilah, En Atluya Rak Ba'esek HaTorah Kedosha. Wow. He said the two are inextricably connected. Now, he's saying it both Kabbalistically, but even without the Kabbalistic elements, he's saying it simply from a Nigla standpoint. You built Torah En HaNishma Chas V'Sholom. Your Tfilah will not be heard. Moshe Amar Katuv, that's what he quotes this Gemara. Meisu Ozna Mishma Torah, Gam Tilasa to Eva. Then he quotes the Gemara and Sota at the end. Kolosi Bator Mitoch Dochak, Tilato Nishma. Vena Pagud, Apagod Ninaba Fana. Quotes the Zora, Vetzheim Tavaba, next, age 14. Tanin, the man, the boy, the butcher, the river, the Tavab Tulsa. If someone wants that Hashem should accept his Tilos, what should he do? Yikabel Tulsa, Yishtadu Baraisa. He should learn Biyun. That's what it says clearly in my Nevashachai. If you learn Biyun, then you have a chance that your tefillos will be accepted. The Eitz Chayim, whatever that means, Lachain. Then he writes Hadin. This is the din that's Pasuk B'Shas, Bet HaKnesset, Mutar La'asoto Bet HaMidrash, Mishum, Diluya Kamal Yodikdush, Yotech Hamura. You're elevating everything. You're going from a Kedusha of tefillah, which is Chayei Shah, to a Chayei Olam situation. Shevaki Anotenet Shefa, Chiyut Kedusha, Vor, the Kol Olamot, Mitam, Shilamal Mikulam, it's above everything else. So he, Rav Chaim Balozhin, understands that really, and I would, the rough thought that essentially what Rav Chaim Balozhin is saying, that the two Kedushot are really, they merge, so that there's a merger of the Kedusha of Torah and Tefillah. Okay, he became very Kabbalistic. I'm not going to go into that aspect of what he said. He really became Kabbalistic. He said Al-Pi Kabbalah, but he said it's true, Al-Pi Nigla as well, Al-Pi Alocha, it's also true. So now, it could very well be, this is also how he explained once, and also the bracha we say at Birchas HaTorah every morning, what do we say, V'ni Anachnu, Mitzetzoenu, Mitzetzoe Amcha Beis Yisrael, Kulanu, what is it saying? So I saw Mepharshim ask on this, they don't understand what's the connection between the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem and Talmud Torah. The Lashon is very striking. It said that, again, V'ni Anachnu Mitzetzoenu, Mitzetzoe Amcha Beis Yisrael, Kulanu, Yodei Shemecha, they're two totally separate issues. So they're two separate mitzvahs. What is the mitzvah of Yediyat Hashem? Whatever that mitzvah is, which I'm not getting into right now, but there's a mitzvah of Yediyat Hashem, and it's found in the Tofes of the Matbeah Birchas HaTorah. Why should that be so? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that is referring to Yodei Shemecha. One way of doing that is through tefillah, through Avodah Shebelev. However, if you want to do that mitzvah, Bishlei Muta, Bishlich Lula, and Behidura, the way to do it, obviously, is together with Talmud Torah. And that's exactly what the Rambam says. Of David Tarasa, of David Mikdosha, that's how I'm shortening the whole thing. That's how he interpreted that Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. And this, Rav Soloveitchik thought, is also the Pshat on page 16, 17, 18, 19. Another Rav Chaim Balozhin, he quoted this, a classic Rav Chaim Balozhin, this part in Shar Dali. By the way, I only learned two Sharim in the Nevesh HaChaim, Shar Tefillah and Shar Torah. The rest of it is Ali Fabinoan. Anyway, so I spent many years talking to him about Don Shurim. He wanted me to write Haskama for his Sefer. I said, are you lost it totally? I'm not writing Haskamas, I'm not writing it for... Then he goes ahead and produces two or three Haskamas I wrote elsewhere. I don't know how he found them, but anyway, I didn't write for Sefer like Nefer Shachayim. I wrote Haskama, a guy wrote a Sefer on Tefillah, Rabbi Saul Rubin, that he wrote a beautiful Sefer on Tefillah, and I went for the whole Sefer with him, and I wrote him Haskama. Then I read I could deal with Halacha the Tefillah, and the Lomdus of Tefillah, I understand. And two other things I also did. But this is way beyond out of my league. Anyway, Inyan Esek HaTorah L'Shma, Emet HaBarak L'Shma, this is a famous issue. Rabbi Lam, Sheyichye, should have a Rechaz Yom B'Shonim, he wrote a Sefer called Torah L'Shma. I don't know if you're familiar with that. So there he has actually more or less a digest of Rav Chaim Volozhin. That's what he does over there. He was very big bucky in Rav Chaim Volozhin, Rav Shachayim. He discussed a different definition of L'Shma, which is not my topic right now, but this is part of what, to get to what I want to. It doesn't mean Dveikut, that's what many people think. This is a famous Chazal. You hear that? Everyone should take this line and put it on the front door. It says that if you are Osik Bihilchat Ashas, Bi'iyun Bi'igiyah, that's worth more than saying Tillim. I'm not against saying Tillim. The Chaim Volozhin was not against saying Tillim. That's right. Bikesh David HaMelech was saying that. By the way, this is discussed in the Ruach Chaim and Nebuchad Chaim, Ruach Chaim and Pirkei Avos. But you see that Talmud Torah is greater than Tefillah, and that's why he wanted Amir HaTehillim to be Ki'ilu tantamount to Esek B'Negoyim Ba'olam. That's what he wanted. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not masking. The Lord's Kilo said, he can't possibly be masking. But in general, this is also a bakashat muha, very difficult bakashat. What is he asking? Why didn't he ask simply that Mizmarei Tehillim should be, let's say, tantamount to the mitzvah tzedakah? I don't know, if it's some other mitzvah, it should be tantamount to. Let it be tantamount to the mitzvah of Akrovs Karbonos, putting on tefillin, putting on tzitzit, I don't know, some other kind of mitzvah. And if you want to say that the reason why he requested this is because Talmud Torah Kedeshim Kulam, but still, why would I compare... Yes. Shiro v'tishvacha to Tehillim to the Kiyama Mitzvah, Talmud Torah. Eich ala al dato shel David v'akesh bakasha kazot. What's the Havamina of this kind of bakasha? So Rav Soloveitchik thought the Havamina is Pashut, because both of them are Avodah Shebaleiv. And David asked that even though the Iker Avodah Shebaleiv, the Iker Yedias Hashem, comes through Talmud Torah, much more so than Tefillah, comes through, as the Rechaim Elohim says, v'hilchot hashas b'yinu v'giyo, but still let the Shiro v'tishvacha to Tehillim sheyechashru ke'esek b'negalim v'alot. And maybe Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe what he was saying that it should have on it a Chaloshem Sefer, that it should be a Din of Dorshim Mitzav, that maybe it could be included in Chavdal Svarim of Tanakh. He said all kinds of interesting svaras that he wanted to say along the way. But whatever the case is, that certainly it's not, Tefillah is not the same as Talmud Torah. And again, you see here the connection between Tefillah and Talmud Torah. Just to show you again a number of other matters that this also takes, I want to read this a bit further. So he writes at the end on the bottom here of 17. We find Chazal, the Gemara in Sukkah, Rabbi Yechon Metzakeh, learned everything. Mikra, Mishnah, Halacha, Dagodo, Hainu, Ki Mehalotah, Limot Tamid. He thought that Adayim lo yafzid yechomad yesek atoro l'shema b'mesh shalom ad adato. Shokin kol yamar, lo sit vekach, miyom liyom, miyom shah, constant learning. On page 18, there's a very famous medrash that the medrash tells us, I'm in a lot of trouble because of this medrash. This medrash tells me you have to learn basically everything. That Hashem will have come with ta'anot against someone. And if you only have two Sdorim and not three Sdorim, and then you didn't learn Tarat Konim, and on and on and on. Then take a look at this man. I didn't underline it because of that reason. Okay, so now on the bottom, the last two lines, it says, "Mustabu nami hochi, shayikam alachom rubod yesh peshas, shebeit asher adam osek b'hem utzork la'ayin ulamik machshavto v'sichlo binyan agashmiut shebehem." How do you learn? The answer is that I learned Masechet Brachot. I have to be ma'ayin into exactly what the sugars are all about. To understand, I mean, they asked me today about granola bars. What brought you making granola bars? So right away, you have to go through the sugyas. You can't look at the booklet and see what they say about the booklet. What kind of nonsense is that? You have to go through all the sugyas in brachas that deal with what are the components of granola bars, and go to the tesis over there. Dafka Lamababa Bez, the bottom tesis, a very famous tesis. You have to go to Ramam Sheet, and you have to know what the ingredients are and which ingredients are more important than others in Kol Sheish Mechamesh Taminim. And what exactly the function, and that's what you have to do. That's otherwise, you can't pass on a shalom granola bar without knowing all these sugars and shas, and that's what Rabbi Chaim Elohim is saying over here. Rabbi Shutim, it's like aloe base. And he writes further, Kigom, next page, Kigom Kinim Piste Nidashem Gufi Alocho, Oh, Hamasam Matam Bishas Uklole Dine Migo Shel Rama Shaya Ramaut Shaya Rama Yachalutam. All dinim amigo. You have to know exactly what the reality of Chesham Mishpat. The Kimad Bilti Af Shavish. Yetsa Oz Gam Hadvekod B'Shlemin Karoi. At that moment, you're not singing. You're not having a concert. You're not having a chmeisa. Neo Chassidim. I don't know what. Whatever. I have to be polite. Anyway, so the you have to be ma'ayin in the sugya to understand what's going on. Anyway, you see from all this, and maybe this also, as I said, is that Gemara and Shabbos, going back to that Gemara and Shabbos that we mentioned earlier on page 15, where the Gemara says that all mitzvahs, Rabbi said that he saw that he was a Rabbi, the part that I didn't underline, Rabbi Chazma Ramnuna, the Gemara Chutzusa, he saw the Ramnuna that he was very marich in davening. So what did he say? He accused him that Marin Chayol and Voskim Chayishah, but who saw as Man Tzil Lechud, Man Torah Lechud. This is the Yerushalmi. On page number 22, the Yerushalmi says that Rav Chanina ben Akadi Omer, Shem Shemafsikon Lekriyashma, Kach Mafsikon Letfila, Uletfilin, Lishar Kol Mitzvah Shel Torah. The question is that why did Rava, and back in that Gemara and Shabbos, why did Rava assume that Tfila somehow is different? That he felt that when it comes to Chai Yishav versus Chai Olam, so we should be. You should cut off Chaye Olam in order to be Elsie the Chaye Shah. I mean, but this we understand because Torah itself, unquestionably, is the nature of Talmud Torah has in it, or together with Tfila, there's like a dual element over here. That Tfila has in it purely an Inyan of Bakasha, which is the essence of Tfila. So he said that you shouldn't be Marech with Tfila, Cheshvan al Limud, that one should not actually be on the Cheshvan of the other. And therefore, Talmud Torah itself has a key of tefillah. It's probably Avodah Shebaleit. Asalvejit brought many rayas to this idea many times. On page 23, he's to quote this Rambam, the famous Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchot Talmud Torah, that even though there's an obligation, Avodah Shemitzah Lilu Vayom Balayla, Ein Adam Lomed Rov Chachmato El Balayla. Very striking Rambam. What does that mean? Rov Chachmato Balayla. I'm just asking the Balabasa Shekasha, person who works through the day. And now you come to learn at nighttime, there are some people like myself who get tired. I imagine everyone here, Baruch Hashem, beautifully working to be with families, etc., etc. You get tired at nighttime. The Rambam says, Rav Chachos Ba'alayla, Lepikach, Mishu Otzel, Diskov, Bekes HaTorah, Yizoyah, Bechol, Elotav, Lo Yabin, Afil, Achad, Meh, Mishino, Da'achil, Oshtia, V'sich, Ha'yotzim, and Talmud Torah, Dibre Chochma, Omer Chacham, Ein Bino, Shal Torah, Ba'alayla, Kumi Roni Balayla. The Rav went wild on these Rambams to show you that Talmud Torah is not just an intellectual experience, but there's a lot more to it. It's an experience of ecstasy, of dvekut, of shira, of rina. And the Rambam says it. We call Hosi Batorah Balayla Chutz Yomam Itzav Hashem Chazdo Balayla Shira Yimi Tzula Lekel Chai and the whole Bayit Shelo Nishmoy Diretorah Balayla Eishach Lasso Chatzah Shalom. And it goes on and on and on. And on. And the Rambam here is waxing eloquent. But when one reads the pasuk that the Rambam quotes, Kumi Ronin Balai the Rosh Hashmurah, Ma Keshe Meizel Talmud Torah. And there's a Shum Keshe. That pasuk is talking about Tfila. Kumi Ronin Balai the Rosh Hashmurah. Shivchi Kamayim Libech Nochak Bnei Hashem. That's discussing Tfila. That's discussing Talmud Torah. How in heaven's name does the Rambam use this pasuk? And he applies it to Talmud Torah Balayla. What key of Rina is there in Torah? The Chazal say, Ein Rina La Torah. There's such a statement in Chazal. But the answer is, as Soloveitchik thought, that Talmud Torah itself is a key of Avodah Shebaleit, Shebet Tfila. Because Rina Shel Torah Balayla, almost as if you want to call it a tachlif, it's a substitute for, shall we say, Bakashot Hasvugot Maot, a person, a heartfelt need to cry out to Hashem. And how do you do so? You do so through Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah itself is a there's the element of Ram called Stukin. Yom Mitzav Hashem Chazdo Balayla Shira Yimei Lekel Chai. You learn out that Talmud Torah Balayla, person Zovah the Chut Shel Chesed Bayom, the Limud Torah Nechshav Ki Amirat Shira VeHakadosh Baruch Hu VeEin Lecha Shira Gdola Mishe Tzolel Mayalot Shel Torah. There's no greater Shira than HaKadosh Baruch Hu than someone who's plummeting the depths of Torah Be'iyun Rav. That's the greatest Shira than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asalvechik on another occasion quoted the Gemara in Saita. He was very fond of this Gemara too. Another one of his Gemaras. The Gemara says here, that on Mem Tes, it's the last the daf in Masechet Seita, a very famous Gemara. The Gemara speaks about every day is worse than the previous day. Kol Yom Merube. The Gemara says that Merubakil Latom Shel Chavero. The Gemara calls Tzukin Baboket Tamami Tenere Barav Tamami Tenboke. The Gemara goes through the whole discussion. So the Gemara says Yel Alma Amaykam Kayim. So what? How's the world being sustained? If everything is so bad, how's the world being sustained? So the Gemara answers, Akdusha de Sidra by Heshmei Rabba Dagata. So here Rashi, Absalvechik, and this Rashi said so many shiurim, I can't even begin to tell you the number of shiurim I heard just on this Rashi. Look at the Rashi over here. Kdusha de Sidra refers, of course, to the Kdusha of Balotziyam. I was happily surprised that in my yeshiva there's a boy from Maimonides. Usually we have one or two students from Maimonides from Boston, even though the Salvezi presence is no longer there, and no longer is, there's no...
I don't think it's time either. Shapiro's in his everyone's here?
Well, I mean, some of them are in Riverdale, so that's also another location, but the, and even Rav David Shapiro told me that not the one that you know, but the other one, his cousin, the one who's the Menayel, Boston, you know him too? Oh, I can say this. So he told me that they closed now the Tolan Beis Medrash. It was closed. Because Amir Twisk is in Riverdale. He has like his own little shtibel. And even his mother also moved to, she moved to Riverdale. So that was the last Soloveitchik presence in Boston. I don't know how Boston could survive without Soloveitchik presence. I don't fully understand it. But okay, it's my problem.
There's a son-in-law of
Rabbi Anthony.
Is he still in Boston?
He's still in Boston. He's a Rabbi Newton. A wonderful fellow.
Yes. He was a kid.
Right, one of the two.
Siegel. Gershon Siegel.
Gershon Siegel, a wonderful fellow. You probably know him.
I know from when they were teenagers.
Anyway, so...
way back.
So the Rav had this thing that no one does it. Usually in the volunteer, the Shira Tzibu out loud says twice. Number one, the...
What?
Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And what's the other one?
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem Komo. Except the Rav, and I say actually a third thing. Yeah. And then you answer Hashem Yinoch L'Olam V'Olam. And nobody does that. Most Suchi Tzibah, 99.9%, they just say Hashem Yinoch L'Olam V'Olam. What do they say Hashem Yinoch to? There's a Dovah Shemidusha here. There's a dialogue. What was that? So the problem is the Aramaic. The Malachim, Aramaic. It would seem to me that Dovah Shemidusha overrides this issue in Chila. I don't know.
Most places it's not said at all.
So this guy, Dabba for the Ovid, this boy, from my manager about 2 months ago, and he said it out loud. So right away, I sniffed out that Baruch Hashem, there's still a Soloveitchik presence somewhere. Anyway, pizza, and right away, I went over to him. He said, of course, I'm from Boston, I'm from my manager. Anyway, so Akdush is the Sidra. Because right away, he was corrected by half the yeshiva. They jumped on him, wow, wow, wow.
What are you doing?
Mr. Brewer, no, Mela. Okay, anyway, Akdush is the Sidra. So the Rashi says here the following. Say the Kedusha, Shalom Tiknua Elishu, Kol Yisrael Oskim, Matara B'Chayom, Davar Muat. Shome kriyato v'tagumo. We know we say the kriya and the targum. The ain kolskim b'torah. That's considered to be kolskim b'torah because they're saying the targum. They're translating. I mean, Torah requires havana. Torah shibetzav, perhaps not. That is another discussion. We spoke about that a number of times. Kedusha shenoy b'chol yisrael b'talmidim v'ami haaretz v'yesh kan shtayim. Kedusha Hashem b'talmud Torah. Chovivu. Wow. What's Rashi saying here? Very hard to understand. Rashi is combining two things. Rashi says, Kiddush Hashem and Talmud Torah. V'chein yeh shmei rabim b'vorach sh'olim nachar hagona sh'adar shem doresh b'rabim b'chol shabbos ha'inog in kach v'shamu yu nikbotzim kolom lishmoa v'in eni yom shem malacha v'yesh kan Torah v'kiddush Hashem. Wow. Et v'divi hagona. You have a Kiddush Hashem. So I actually thought that, again, I'm not discussing this particular Rashi right now. I'm just mentioning that apparently you see that there are two kiyumim in Kiddush HaSipa. That's what the Rashi seems to say. On the one hand, a kiyum of Kedusha, there's a further kiyum of Talmud Torah. Now somehow you see that Talmud Torah and Tefillah, that's the rough thought, can somehow come together, even though they're two separate enterprises. But somehow here I am somehow combining Talmud Torah, Kiddush Hashem, there's some sort of, and that's the combination he felt between Talmud Torah and Tefillah, is a similar kind of combination that we've spoken about till now. Now, I just want to...
Can the Yodei Shemecha be related to Kiddush Shemecha?
Now, I also thought that. It's not clear. It's very unclear in Rashi what he's referring to. But some actually, I saw someone say that. That's how they understood
Rashi.
I don't remember.
I don't remember who exposed me to it. At what point in YU or perhaps Rabbi Meiselman. I can't remember. But when he said forget the first three prakim because it's all Kabbalah, and we learned the fourth parak, the entire fourth parak of Nefesh Chaim, and with the Nefesh Chaim, he's well, as you know, he's saying against the Hasidim who are just davening and with kavana, and said that's not learning. That's not. But he emphasizes that when one learns, he's mitdabek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the mind.
And shum safek. That's what the Rambam says. Vom shutin.
Yeah. So maybe that's
elevated of Judaism, 100%. But I just want to maybe add one or two things to this, what we spoke about till now, and that is that even for example, I didn't say Zirak said, I just Zirak one more Maram Malkam, but we know the Mishnah Megillah tells us that you need a minyan. The Mishnah has a list on Chof Gimel over there, all the things that require a minyan. One of them is Kriyas HaTorah. We spoke about that. Apparently there's some element of Darshan Mikdusha that requires 10 people. Now, is it only the Barcho? Many people, Magar Abraham brings it, Moshe Brewer calls it also, the Kima Sheesh Bahida, even those who don't stand for Kriyas HaTorah, they'll stand up for the Barcho the Fnei Kriyas HaTorah, because of the element of the Darshan Mikdusha. But Kriyas HaTorah itself, apparently, according to the Mishnah, is called Darshan Mikdusha, requires Asar, requires a minyan of 10 people. The question is why? The answer is because Kriyas HaTorah itself is not just the Kima of Kriyas HaTorah, there's apparently other elements that involve the Kriyas HaTorah. Now, what exactly all these elements are? Because otherwise, why would you need Baruch before and Baruch afterwards and Kaddish afterwards? Again, that old. Again, I'm connecting it to the Rashi here in Masechet Sota. I mean, this Kaddish that I say at the Kriyas HaTorah is not just a Kaddish HaMasik, but if we are trying to be Mishalei Divrei Torah with Divrei Ritzui Mishavach Bari Olam. That's what we're doing. But Rashi here connects Divrei Hagoda, what he calls Kiddush Hashem, the Talmud Torah. That's also taking place in Kriyas HaTorah as well. And you know that this is Yadua, that the Rav was very makbid, like all the briskers, and that they hold Kriyas HaTorah, Zeheves Yochid, and even if you miss it, so you have to somehow make it up, be mashlim it. Not the way Tosfos writes in Seder, and Tosfos in Brachas, and Pashup Shad, I mean, that's Rav Chaim Hill, that it's Zeheves Yochid. I'm very makbid about it myself. And that's again, even if they were to read, let's say, one Monday he came late to Shir in the afternoon, so they daven Mincha and they had Kriyas HaTorah. That was the first time I ever saw Kriyas HaTorah for Mincha. I thought, Nu Takon HaZezra, Nu Takon HaShem, what do I know anyway? So the Rav didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, so he just went to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and they said Kaddish. They said Kaddish actually after Kriyas HaTorah. Again, Kaddish without the Skabel. But the fact of the matter is that I think he quoted the Sefer HaParadis of Rashi, that's all it is. So this family say about how there's such a makor, wow. such behavior. But again, the point is that there isn't in Kriyas HaTorah, again, this Shilu, what Rashi quotes over here, Tfilah Bavod Shebelei. You can even say, I mean, what the Gemara calls here, Yehesh Merav De'Agarata. Why is it called Yehesh Merav De'Agarata? So the Rav also thought, because you had this Shilu of Kabbalah Mach Shemayim, Talmud Torah, Kiddush Hashem. So he was very fond of this Rambam. And this Rambam, I was zeichet to hear Agoyin Rabbanu Lichtenstein Zatzal many, many times. And the Rambam 25 in Shmita Yovel, the famous Rambam, and it seems clear that this Rambam is talking about non-Jews, as opposed to the way the many want to interpret it. Rambam says over here, he's talking about why Levi was not zeichet and Nachal on Eretz Yisrael, Huvda Lavanas Hashem L'shoso, the whole thing, Yorim Shkatecha, fine. But then Yud Gimel, below Shevet Levi Bilvad, Kol ish v'ish v'kol bay olam. What does that mean? Kol ish v'ish v'kol bay olam. The answer that the Rambam is talking about, and he's seemingly he's connecting it to avodas halavim. That's what he said in the previous halacha. He said lo shevi levi bilvad is over to avodas halavim, but even anyone who comes to this level, whatever this level is, and this level of course is a level, a very very high level, and seemingly it applies even to non-Jews. And it applies to all types of people who can reach actually such heights and such levels. He uses very, very sublime lashonos. Even the Ben Noach, Mishar Umoto Olam, can also have this. The Rambam says, "Kol Ish Ish Mikol Boy Olam." Now that's a pillar. Where did the Rambam get such a chiddush? Goy she'osek b'Torah,
areyu
niskadish kadosh kadoshi. On the contrary, going to Gemara to heaven. That minayin shavilo eivucham b'osek b'Torah. Should go in Godel, this Gemara in Daphne Tess, The Gemara said what I just said. You're quoting another Gemara that the guy share shavas chay misa, guy shalom atarah chay misa, losach en chol goyish brother by yidom. There's another Gemara in the test where the Gemara says over there, just reminding that Gemara that even the goyish shares by Torah, the Gemara says who can gadol shenema asher yaseh odam haadam b'chay b'em koanim l'beim lo ne'emar. Doesn't say asher yaseh koanim l'beim. Asher yaseh odam haadam b'chay b'em. Lamadato shapil goy b'esik b'torah. Hey, you can gadol. So you see that apparently a goy shayesik b'torah can have a battle with can gadol. That's what Avraham Lichtenstein told me the makor for this statement over here in the Rambam. And then there's a text out of the Zohar that Daf Gimel probably remember it. That also yikar mi v'dinim mi can gadol lichtenstein tonight v'dinim. Okay, whatever the makor is up in the Rambam. But this Lashon, Harezin is Kaddish, Kaddish Kaddashim. Wow. There's a Mishnah in Huryas, we spoke about it once, and the Mishnah talks about Dine Kedima, Kain, as far as Hatzolah is concerned, Kain Kodol Levi, Levi Yisrael, Yisrael Mamzer, but Mamzer Tamu Chochem, Kain Gol Amoretz, this is the Rambam quotes, the famous, and Pirish HaMashai is a Git, we spoke about that. So the Dalor is Tamu Chochem, Kain Godol Amoretz. And the Gemara quotes Sukkim actually in this whole context. And again, the point being that this is what I'm trying to say here, and this is exactly what apparently it could be the Rambam is actually alluding to over here, that you see that any person can reach a level of Kaddish Kadoshim, even a non-Jew. Again, this is whatever the Rambam is refined bonding Rambam. Nadvav Ucho, Hebino Madao, Laovdo, Ladeat Hashem, and he's someone who's Yashar, Parak Me'al Tzavar, Ol Cheshbel Terab, I don't know, however you want to interpret the language of the Rambam, it's not 100% clear, but you see that in the eyes of Hashem, Esek HaTorah Afilu Shel Goy, apparently is above even the Erech of the Kohen Gadol, working in the Migdash of Nai Lefnim, and he's Niskadish Kodesh Kodoshim. Okay,
it talks about Talmud Torah in your Gimel. This is it says Avoda. Yeah.
Maybe we're not talking about Talmud Torah.
It could be Ken Zayin. It's not.
Okay, so it could very well be that maybe it's not per se Talmud Torah, but Yediyas Hashem is not a bad level.
It's the same.
That's correct.
No, there are two things that are together. No. Yediyas Hashem and Talmud Torah.
The Rambam holds that Yediyas Hashem is unquestionably inextricably intertwined with Talmud Torah. That can prove to other Rambams. But it would require more discussion. But anyway, my point is that going back to that other Rambam, the one that we just mentioned a moment ago, namely about Kolos Batur Balaila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe L'Chut Shel Chesed Bayom, this element of Shira and Talmud Torah somehow seems to be almost integrally bound up together, or somehow there's a connection between the two. And I think that was the whole, this whole notion, this whole idea that essentially when a person is involved in studying Torah, so he's not just, as I said, intellectually involved, but really there's an element of Shira, or what Rabbi Rasmussen a moment ago said, Hidakut, there's an element of a person is connecting to Hashem Yisbarach, and it's also a connection which is not just an intellectual connection, but it's a very significant regesh kind of connection. Obviously, a person has to be an Ovid Hashem, Ben Beregesh, Ben Besichlo, both of them together, and I think that's exactly what all these Gemaras are trying to tell us, that this Avodas Hashem really at the end of the day is a duality of both Talmud Torah and Tefillah, or a duality of Seichel and Regesh, and the two have to come together undoubtedly. Of course, at the end of the day, the Seichel is that which really governs the Regesh. That's how, in our Hashkafa, we generally assume that the Seichel is the one that has to really be in control and has to direct traffic, because Regesh can lead a person to all types of things that are not necessarily carefully delineated or carefully contoured. And the seichel of a person is that which has to ultimately prevail. But it's this combination, this shiluv of the two, the hybrid, that's exactly, I think, what all these gemaras that Nehem Zahar Soledjik was trying to convey to us in many different ways. And I think that's something that all of us in our own lives have to try our best to somehow combine these two elements together and Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach achieve Mir Hashem, a modicum of success in our lives in terms of Avodas Hashem.
All right. Thank you.